friend, and welcome to thechaplainscorner.net. I am interrupting the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get to a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. Please like or follow me, and thank you so much for listening. A little more music while I get ready. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. This is Flat Tire Syndrome, Season 2, Episode 31. Your foundation scripture will be Psalm 139, 13 through 18, and Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. I want to draw you a little picture this morning. You're coming off of a rough weekend. Your football team lost. It's rainy, misty, or you got smog in the city. You're on your way to work and traffic is heavy. It's full of idiots. While you're trying to drive and behave, they're acting terrible. You have to slam on your brakes to keep from hitting some of them that pull out in front of you. Then they straddle the lanes, get in the wrong lane, fooling with their phones while they're driving and leaving you to have to watch out for them. And you're finally going down the road and you're going down the highway, and that's great. You're doing pretty good. When all of a sudden, boom, you have a tire blowout. Well, you get over to the right-hand side of the road and you get out and look at it, and you know there's no way you're going to be able to change the tire on a busy highway and make it to work on time. So you are forced to call Uber or a taxi or catch a ride somehow and get on to work, and then let the garage or the tire shop go out and change the tire and fix the tire on the car. You finally make it to work and you get through the day, and you're late, but everybody else is on time. And you get home, and the cat's got an attitude, and the dogs want to be taken for a walk and paid attention to. You're tired, you're worn out, you're disgusted, and it's just been sort of a rotten day all the way through. And you try to listen to the radio on the way home, and it's got your country and western songs singing about they losing somebody, or somebody's cheating on someone else, or they quit playing the music and they play 10 minutes of commercials. So out of frustration, you finally figure you better eat something, and you wind up not having anything in the refrigerator, so you settle for junk food and wind up blowing your diet that you spent the weekend on eating correctly while your football team lost. And you're only going to bed to sleep and get up tomorrow and start over again. God seems distant. He left you some time ago. Actually, he didn't leave you, but he seems distant, and you're not able to communicate with him. You're mad. You had your dream going. You had everything going for you. Everything was on top. You were on cloud nine. Your career was on track, and then in an instant, in a moment, it just disappeared and washed down the drain. How do you straighten it out? What do you do? Does that about sum up your life, the way things are going? Does that about do it? Is your day after day after day just a repeat, like in the movie Groundhog Day? And are you going nowhere and yet drifting further away? You need to do something about it, but you don't have the time or the energy. Everything's out of kilter and your day is a mess. Well, I want to read you something out of the Bible that I think will help you quite a bit. Just be patient with me and stick with me through this, please. I'm reading from the Amplified. For you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful, and for the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret, and intricately and curiously wrought, as if embroidered with various colors, in the depth of the earth, a region of darkness and mystery. You saw my unformed substance, and in your book all the days of my life were written before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them. How precious and weighty also are your thoughts to me, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awoke, could I count to the end, I would still be with you. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how bad it seems. I don't care what the circumstances and conditions look like. God is love, and God loves you. The devil gets in there and turns things around. He twists things around. The evil of this world, the difficult circumstances, and the mundane parts of life that just mess with you all through your life are common to everyone. You can rise above it, but you have to do it. God has provided a way. He provided a way through His Son, Jesus Christ. If things are not going right, it's not because of God. It's because of the devil and the natural way of the world and the way of the thinking of the world. It's up to you to get before the Lord and ask God to straighten it out. You're dissatisfied, you're angry, you're mad, you're frustrated, and you just don't see a way out. You think it's too late for God to interfere. It's not. He can turn it around for you, and only He can turn it around. The other parts of the world, the positive thinking, the lift you up notes, the happy sayings, and everything else will fall way short. The problem is spiritual, and it takes a spiritual God to take care of a spiritual problem. That's basically getting you born again, and if you're already born again, getting your spirit back in tune to where you can like and listen to God. I don't care how far away you are from God. You cannot go further than what He is not looking for you and finding you. When you reach out to Him, He will respond with a loving, grasping arm to hold you tenderly and love you and bring you back to being a child of God. Change your flat tire today. As a matter of fact, do it right now. In Jesus' name. Well, Chaplain Terry, I don't quite know how. I am so frustrated and so down, I don't quite know how. It's just as easy as talking to me, talk to God. Turn around and say, you know, I'm mad, I'm frustrated, I've had enough. And I tell you, something's got to break. And I don't want to give in. I don't want to give up. I want to keep going, but I can't keep going the way I'm going right now. Will you please come in and help me and change things around for me? And I expect you to do that, please, in Jesus' name. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. You have a blessed day. You can find my podcasts on thechaplainscorner.net. They come out every Monday. I look forward to watching you or hoping you will like my podcast, follow me in my podcast, and even send me an email if you want to. Today's your day. Tonight's your night. The moment is your moment. Take control. Turn it around right now. In Jesus' name, amen.